Well, hello, hello. My name is Billy Diamond, and welcome to another episode of the Branding for Entertainers podcast, where we talk about your visual, verbal, and your virtual brand. And this is episode number 24. And before I get too much further, I just want to wish you a very happy new year. Now, I realize that I'm recording this, and this is being posted late here in January of 2022. But this is the first I've had an opportunity just to say, hey, how are you? Happy New Year. Hope you're sticking to your goals and your plans and all your aspirations that you've had as we are going into this new year. We're still going into this new year, so it's not too late. If you got a little off course, just don't be afraid. Back up. Let's keep the momentum going, at least for yourself, that you can accomplish some of the goals that you want to accomplish this year. I also want to mention to you that I will be changing the format of the Branding for Entertainers podcast. As I mentioned before, we're at episode number 24. So, you know, we're really not that many episodes in to really get the feel. It's kind of like doing your show live on stage. It takes that rhythm and that timing to really get to understand where it is you're trying to head to. And it's the same for this podcast. So I'm going to be changing the format of the podcast. I'll still be doing some interviews, but we're going to integrate that because one of the things that I'm a big believer in is the three V's of branding, and that is your visual, verbal, and your virtual brand. And as we move forward, what I plan to do is integrate that within every single episode. So maybe we'll talk about all of them. Maybe we'll talk about one in particular, but we will be doing that format as we move forward. And it'll also be about the same time frame as an episode is now, which is about 30 minutes. So I hope you'll stay tuned for that. In the meantime, let's talk today about visual branding. I did want to just seize this moment because it came up again. What is that? What came up again? Well, over the years of doing Branding for Entertainers, I am commonly asked this same question over and over, and that is for the guys that want to, guys, girls, etc., different entertainers, want to put banners on the stage, okay? Like the pull-up banners, you know what I'm talking about? Where you can just bring it in, you set up a pole and set the banner up, and they come in ranges from, you know, 2 feet wide all the way to five. The ones that I carry are usually 5 foot wide. And what it does is it just really adds some production value, or it adds a little wing space or just a background, but it gives your show just a little bit more production value, if you will. So, but I got this email, and I won't say the client. I don't want to like call anybody out, because this isn't isolated just to him, or I'm not picking on him, because this mindset that a lot of entertainers have is following the crowd. And that's kind of what I want to talk about, because it leads into where we're at in this new year and being a new you and being a leader instead of a follower. And that's a whole different conversation. But the question I get quite a bit about these banners is should I put my image on there? So in other words, maybe I need to go get new photos and whatnot, because here's the other thing that I know about entertainers is not everybody is good at keeping up with photos and having them done on a yearly level. I'm guilty just as much as anybody else, and I should have them done more frequently. But my thing is this is, you know, sometimes even as you get older, you want to remember that old you. Well, that's not who you are now. So it's really important to keep up with those things. But that's a whole nother subject as well. I don't want to get off. I'm already off on a bunny trail at the start of this episode, so it might go a little bit longer than I actually had mentioned. And maybe that's okay. Because this really is important stuff. So his question back to this was, his email basically said, you know, I want to have these banners. I have these, you created a new logo for me, and I want to have that for my adult shows. I want to have that for my family show. And I have the banner hardware. I just need you to design the actual artwork for me. And what I'm thinking is I need to get new pictures. And I wrote back, that's probably a good idea, and exactly what I just explained, that it's really important to stay current, right? And your new look, or what you looked like a year ago or 2 years ago, whatever, that changes, right? And unless, of course, you are a character type of performer, a variety performer, where that costume doesn't change, or you're wearing a wig, or you're a clown, etc. So there are, you know, there's obviously variables to that, but you get my point. So his question to me was very pointed. Should I use my image on the backdrop? And this is a knee-jerk reaction that I've had for many years when I talk to guys, because here again, this question is not isolated to just him. It happens over and over, and that's the reason for this podcast episode, is my knee-jerk reaction is no, you shouldn't. Well, that's a little presumptuous, because you have to step back and think, or I have to think for a client, how are you using it? And if it's on stage, that's different. If you're using it at back of house sales, that's different. If you're using it for pre-advertising a show, that's different. So there's all these different variables that you have to ask. So it got me thinking, and that is, he really needs to ask himself, and it's not just him. Here again, anybody who asked that question, should I put my picture on it? Just because he asked that made me think, well, I think it's really important to ask yourself, how are you using that banner? What is the goal that you want to accomplish with that banner? Now, I will give you my two cents, and I want to kind of walk gently here, because I know there will be other schools of thought on it. And I know I'm not 100% right in everything I do, but this is just my opinion from being 40 years in the business, but also about 30-some years in the printing, marketing, and advertising business. And that is that I think personally, when people see your face, or I'll use my face for example, on banners on stage, I think it can come across as egotistical, conceited, arrogant. All those things can come to mind as buzzwords for your audience. Okay? So I want you to think about that for a second. We are perceived even before we get on stage, whatever that performance area looks like. We're perceived much before that. So if they see your mug or my mug on those banners, it can be good and it can be bad. It depends on your outlook. Now, what I will say is, if you have an alter ego or a character that you use, and I'm talking more like maybe a clown image, or just, here again, it's an alter ego of your personality. So that's not you every single day. And usually, you know, we always say that just a regular straight performer, really, all we are is an elevated extension of ourselves on stage, and just a little bit below that when we're off stage. But if you have a persona, you're probably not doing that persona every day. Charlie Chaplin comes to mind. You know, Charlie Chaplin was Charlie Chaplin, but, you know, he wasn't in character 24/7, 365 days a year, right? He had off time. Right? But that was his character. So that's where I'm trying to head with this is, you know, if you have a character, that is something that can be very beloved by an audience. And because it's very beloved, that's a little bit different of a circumstance, because they're buying into the brand that you've already created with this persona. Whereas I'm talking more or less along the guy that is gazing out to the audience, or looks mysterious, or doesn't come across as comedy, it comes across as, look at me. And then add the element, of course you're going to have your name on there, but add the element of, now I got to plaster my website, now I have to plaster my phone number. And all of a sudden, what happens? Step back for a second. Not only you're egotistical, possibly, and maybe you're not. That's not even the goal, I'm sure. But it can be perceived that way. So here again, I walk lightly as I say that, because I don't want you to take offense to this information. I just want you to think about why you do what you do in anything you're doing with your show, and especially in your branding, because you can get it wrong. You can get it dead wrong. But you don't want to also then, aside from possibly looking conceited, you don't want to look like you're desperate and an advertising piece. You don't want a billboard on stage. Here is my real feelings on this, and I will speak to this, is that is, you are not there to sell another show. You're there to perform 100% for the audience that is there in front of you right now. And I'm sorry, but too many entertainers do this, where they're at a show and they appear to be desperate and promotional. And they got to plaster that phone number, that website, and they have to create this billboard. You want to talk about perception? That really comes off as promotional, and I'm desperate for my next show. When in reality, you're there to be the entertainer for the show that you're at right now, and to be in the present and not worry about your next show. But somehow we are, because maybe we're just starving artists. Maybe we have to have that next show. Maybe we have to pay the bills. But I think we've also gotten into this mentality of follow the leader. Let's do what everybody else is doing, but it's dead wrong. You need to be the leader, not the follower. You need to reposition it as to what you want, why you want it, and how you want it. So I want you to take this time just to step back just a little bit to be different than promotional. One of the things that I'm really proud of is the fact that a lot of the products I have tie in your branding. They can really entertain at the same time, and then they have purpose. Does that make sense? They have purpose rather than just schlepping your name or trying to sell your next show. Here's the thing, folks. If people love you, they're going to inquire about you. They're going to come to you. You don't have to push yourself on them. They will come to you, and they will want to talk to you. Do you do this kind of show? That's cool. Oh, you don't? Okay, well, maybe you can help me. And you know, here again, you're creating dialogue. You're creating and trying to also understand their needs, wants, and desires. Because when you can wrap your head around that, now all of a sudden, you can sell your show without selling your show. You've heard it before, I'm sure. And that's that people do not like to be sold to, but they like to buy. And that is so true. They do not like to be sold to. They like to purchase. They like to buy. And you're filling that need. You're filling that gap. I will say this, that I have had entertainers who I have done banners for over the years that have had their pictures on there and all their advertising. And I do it because that's what they want, even though we have the same conversation I'm having in this podcast. And that's fine. I'm in business to be in business, just like you are. And I'll do that, but I begrudgingly do it, but I do it because, you know, I still respect these people at the end of the day. Their decision is not my decision. And, you know, here again, you know, let's face it, entertainers, we all have this little bit of egotism, right? And sometimes it's hard to pull that back. But I say that to say that sometimes it's hard to let go of what we believe in and allow others just to do their thing. So I'm giving you the information here, but it's up to you what you decide to do with it. And if you want to do anything with it, and here again, you can maybe listen to this and you're thinking, no way, I don't believe that to be true. I believe it can be an asset to have a call to action, to have my website on there or whatever. Here again, I just want you to simply step back like you would in creating your show. And that is, why am I doing what I'm doing? Not only am I doing what I'm doing, maybe because other people are doing it, and I'm a follower, but maybe it doesn't make sense. Maybe I'm just grasping at straws because everybody else is doing this. What can I do different? How can I be uniquely different? That's the key. That is the key. Now, I had mentioned that, you know, I have done some of these other banners where I've put people's faces on them. And it didn't make sense to me, made sense to them, but didn't make sense to me. But I have had one client that I've worked with, and he was using his image, a full body shot. So when he pulls this banner up, you know, 7 feet tall, you see this big image of him. And he's just this likable, nice guy. And all it says is his name, a picture of him, and it says, I've done two banners for him. One says, show today, and another says, show tonight. And it's placed in the lobby where he's performing. That's it. It's very, very non-promotional, and that's important. So anyhow, I just want to leave you with those words of wisdom. I think they are absolutely words of wisdom from, you know, doing this for such a long time. I just want you to get it right. I want you to get your branding right. Really tighten it up as we're in 2022 here and shows are really coming back in force. You know, this is my year. I just got done with a show this past weekend out of state. It was great. And I'm getting back to performing much, much more. And I hope you are too. So at any rate, if you ever have any questions that I might be able to help you with, and you're just curious about, hey, where am I positioned in my brand? Feel free to reach out to me. You can find me at brandingentertainers.com. Again, that's brandingentertainers.com. And just reach out through the contact form, address it to me, Billy Diamond. I'll get that. I'll read it and we'll connect. But in the meantime, thank you guys so much for listening to the Branding for Entertainers podcast. Next time, we will be talking about your virtual brand. I got a really great surprise for you. I'm bringing in an expert, and I'm excited. I'm even excited now just to tell you about it, but I can't just yet. So hang in there. Stay tuned for the next episode. In the meantime, take care, good luck, and bye-bye.